On July 21st of last year, the Australian Navy intercepted a boat carrying 31 adults and 15 children from Vietnam. Under Australia's tough immigration policy, their claims to asylum were assessed at sea, and they were returned to Vietnam 4 days later. According to members of the group, both Australian immigration officials and Vietnamese government officers promised they would not be arrested or imprisoned. In an interview, Tran T. Lua told Radio Free Asia, "When we arrived at the airport, one policewoman told us that on behalf of the government of Vietnam, they had pardoned us. Instead, on Thursday, she and three others face up to 7 years under a law usually reserved for sex traffickers and people smugglers. We are not traffickers," Tran T. Lua said. "Our lives here are so difficult. It is so hard to make enough to raise our children. That was why we decided to leave." Reportedly, their lives became more difficult after the family's fishing boats were destroyed by Chinese authorities in disputed fishing grounds. Elaine Pearson, the director of Human Rights Watch in Australia, described the prosecution to The Guardian Australia as a violation of fundamental rights under international law and, she added, cruel as well as unlawful. Tran T. Lua told Radio Free Asia, "I was the one who initiated the trip, so I will get 4 years. The others will get three." For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.